All right, so we are back again with another very exciting episode of Redline Health, the podcast. First on the topic menu today, we have our SMS Sales Summit recap, which we just got back from last week. And then obviously, we want to follow up on what we talked about in the second episode, which is kind of going over some of these new UHC plans that are out. So let's start out with the SMS Sales Summit, held in St. Louis this year. Obviously, I thought it was good. Now, this is a first-time perspective, but kind of what were your thoughts on it, you know, especially last year versus this year? What changed? It's first-time, new location, new venue. What do you think?
Well, I liked it. It was very welcoming, very organized, very clean, very fun. I liked that there were fewer breakout sessions, so there were fewer topics to choose from this year. Felt like they were a little bit more focused on those topics, and I'm sure that made it easier for the presenters as well.
So there were three breakout sessions this year. How many were there last year?
Nine-ish. There were a ton. So definitely a lot more focused this year. So I appreciated that as well as I'm sure the presenters did. But, you know, it just felt like it was more focused and being intentional and consistent and just different strategies to help you grow your business. So I appreciated the focus on it. And then it seemed like there were as many vendors as been in the past, carriers and vendors of all sorts. And that was all in one room, nicely located. So I like that as well. And of course, there's always a photo booth, you know, which is fun. So,
right.
But yeah, fun staff, great location, and we'll definitely be back next year for that.
Well, and I definitely can't speak about previous years, but I can definitely say the topics that they had laid out were very concise. A lot of the tracks even kind of seemed to flow from one into the next from a topic perspective. And they focused a lot on depth and a lot on the strategies. And I know you kind of talked about it. I heard consistency a lot. They were consistent about saying that we need to be consistent.
Exactly. Yeah. That was definitely their point.
Yeah. So what about any kind of big takeaway? Do you have anything that Pam is really going to work on this year or something that you want to implement at Redline Health?
Well, of course, you know, I feel like we're already pretty efficient as an agency, just as well as more than 95% of other agencies out there. So I feel like we do that very well, but there's always room for improvement. And my personal takeaway, you know, I love to be a resource. You know how I love that.
Yeah, love the word resource.
Love the word resource. Well, there's resources out there that we're not using, and kind of made me feel like a little bit of a slacker. Not a lot, but a little bit. And so I think that there's going to be more of those things that we can help educate our clients on, as well as the other agents in the office. But yeah, definitely always room for improvement, but it just make us more efficient and then help on some of the processes that we do. So I'm just looking forward to implementing some more resources. How about that? Yeah. And the good thing is the whole office went. So one thing we talked about at our team meeting this week is we ask each person, what was your personal takeaway? What was something that stood out to you? And what would you say, let's implement? Because you can go and educate yourself all week long or all month long. And of course, we do love our Medicare side of the business. And this was a specific Medicare conference. But if you don't do anything with that education. If you don't take action, you just wasted your time out of the office.
Yeah.
Which is probably okay too. But yeah, I could think of other things to spend out time outside of the office than education.
Oh yeah. Well, and we can say and kind of give a little bit of a testimony, you know, for a lot of the other agents out there that might listen to the podcast, you know, there was probably not even 5% of the total agents that are contracted with SMS that were actually at the event. But for any of the agents out there that didn't go, it's like there's so much that normal agents don't come across in a day-to-day basis, you know, from either a resource for help perspective, or just some of the things that they talk about, you know, with, hey, you know, maybe implementing this strategy for social media or implementing this from a seminar standpoint. There's a lot of things that a normal agent is not going to be exposed to without going to a conference like this.
That's right. And if you don't continue to educate yourself, then I personally don't see how you can keep your consistent level of service to your client. And that's, of course, you know, we always want to improve on doing that. But you have to stay educated in this industry. And it's like they said, there was their top 5% actually showed up.
Yeah.
And just think about, you know, I've been to other conferences, a national conference, a National Association of Health Underwriters. And, you know, you have to have a smartphone and you have to have the app downloaded on your phone to register.
So we're basically wanting to say to Ryan out there, we're very disappointed you didn't have an app.
Right.
We're very disappointed we couldn't do digital check-in. And yeah, we were just overall disappointed.
No,
it was a great time. Really was.
Yeah.
Really, really was. Well worth the time. Honestly, from a conference standpoint, not a lot of money's involved in the registration on the conference side.
On the conference.
Now, granted, the hotel's always going to be some amount of money no matter where you go, what kind of training you do. But from a conference standpoint, it was really, it's so little to invest in your education. It's almost, there's no point not to.
Right. Yeah. And if you're going to be in this industry and you're not continuing to educate yourself, then that tells me you're not educating, you're not going to very well educate your clients.
Well, and we've discussed a lot, not much on this podcast yet, but a lot in the office, that we're trying to implement a lot of technologies, a lot of digital technologies, cloud-based solutions. But this industry is one of the last ones to really do that. So it's like it is changing every single day from a technology standpoint, from a standpoint of how the consumers want to shop and purchase insurance, that agents that aren't investing the time to go to conferences like this or to invest in themselves are really falling behind just as fast as we're improving and growing.
Right, exactly. So
it's a fast-changing world out there, and especially in our market, because we're now getting hit with all of the digital trends, that it's an abrupt change and an abrupt transition for us.
That's right. You got to just keep up with the times.
Yeah. So speaking of times, and times are a-changing, new UHC plan.
Yes.
Talked about it a couple of weeks ago before we went to the SMS Sales Conference on our last podcast. You know, obviously right now, anyone that doesn't have health care has missed the boat until open enrollment, until now.
Right.
So why don't you kind of, you know, what are some big things about this health plan? Why should we be excited?
Well, you can enroll anytime. You don't even have to worry about whether you have coverage or not. And like you just said, open enrollment is over, done, closed. Until next year rolls around.
For the ACA.
Yeah, for the ACA.
Obamacare.
Yeah, don't say that word.
I know, it's hated.
Oh, it's not liked in our office at all. But anyway, the UHC plans, you can sign up for any time. So if you do not currently have health insurance, definitely give our office a call, and an agent can definitely help go over some options. There's a lot of options, but the key notes to take away: there's no deductible, which I'm pretty excited about that, because you know every plan has a deductible.
Right. So no upfront out of pocket before the plan actually kicks in.
Correct. Right.
So
you're
awesome.
Not meeting a deductible and maximum out of pocket for this before the plan.
Huge difference from ACA plans.
Right. So there's no lifetime maximum. You have 5,000 hospitals, nationwide network. Just definite your comprehensive benefits that most people are used to in their plans today are going to be in the plans that United Health offers as well. So we're definitely excited about that. Really don't want to get into, you know, all the weeds on that, because Right. There's a few options, but definitely worth giving us a call about.
Well, we're not going to go super into the weeds because we've seen UHC has decided to really go with a wide gamut as it comes to options available. So, and a bunch of different tiers that you can buy into. But overall, competitively, the pricing is going to be a lot cheaper. Now, that's with an asterisk.
Right, a big asterisk.
But there's going to be a lot of potential savings for our clients if they want to go with a plan like this and feel that that's the best choice for their health.
Right. Well, obviously, it's definitely, it's a lot smarter to go with this than no health coverage at all.
Absolutely. Anything's better than nothing.
That's right. That's right. So you can always package just like you can with, you know, a health plan that you may have at work or individually anyway. You can always package with an accident policy or a cancer policy or, you know, those type of things as well. So, but with this plan, you can still do the same thing. But definitely used to your comprehensive benefits, these plans provide some of those same things. So just I like it because it's no deductible, and I'm sure they, you know, intention of people who have the real high deductibles, the $5,000 and $6,000 a year deductible before the plan starts paying in, where this has immediate benefits.
Yeah, this will be a huge benefit.
Yeah, definitely. Huge. So we're excited about that. And now for Arkansas and Oklahoma, both. So if you live in either of those states and you don't have coverage, pick up the phone.
Yeah, pick up the phone. Get off your butt. Pick up the phone. Give us a call.
That's right.
Well, and another thing we were discussing about earlier, you know, as we were looking through some of these plans, it's going to be closer to a traditional insurance in the fact that, you know, as you go, if you need like an inpatient service or an inpatient surgery, for example, the fees will actually stack out on top of each other what the plan pays out. You know, so the plan's going to pay something for the surgeon, something for his assistant, plus something for the anesthesiologist, plus something for your in-hospital stay that day.
Right, they just stack on top of each other.
Your benefits are just going to kind of keep accumulating depending on what the situation is.
Right.
So you get a payout per situation.
Right.
Depending on what they are.
Exactly, just like a health plan now.
Right.
It's going to pay on whatever you have done.
Right. So we definitely, there's a bunch of options with that. And we'd be happy to go over specific circumstances with anybody.
Right.
If they want to call the office and go over that. Well, great. That's definitely a bunch of information for us for sure.
Yeah. We don't want to put anyone to sleep.
No.
So they start snoring.
Not yet.
Right.
And I know we have a ton of stuff still that we're digesting from the Sales Summit.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of good information and, you know, a good squeeze ball for stressing.
Well, great. Well, guys, we appreciate everybody listening in and tuning in to our podcast. Three episodes in so far, but we appreciate all the support we have been given. It's definitely something we want to continue to do, provide the information you guys want. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Just thanks to everyone.